Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the line with us, one of our favorite Eagles of all time, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Sorry you had to hear that while injured.
I know. It's all good because you know our show would have said something, but I'm injured now, so I gotta just sit and watch.
All right, Brandon. Well, I want to ask you about that. First of all, you don't get injured much at all. How are you dealing right now with the disappointment of being out for the season?
You know what? I tried to flip my mindset. You know, now it's time to help. Like, even though I'm already helping now, it's like to the max now. Like, I want to help the guys that's coming in. Like, you know, you got Josh, you got Kerrigan. I mean, you got the young guys, Teron Jackson and them guys. And I just want to be there when I can to be able to, you know, just give my energy and just, you know, not just be unselfish, you know what I'm saying, during this time, because I know that things happen for a reason. And for me, like you said, I had a long run of being really clean and you know, things happen. And like we say, sometimes it gets you, sometimes it doesn't, but it got me this time, and I'm just trying to have the best attitude I can because it is what it is, you know. But I do still feel that we got a great team. We still can do this thing, and all it is just us keeping the mindset. Even though I'm down, hey, I'm still here. And y'all boys, you know, don't feel bad for me. Just keep going.
That's a great attitude, as always, from you, Brandon. I'm just curious. You did a great job Monday night on your show to describe, you know, how you got injured and what it felt like. Did you know immediately that you were seriously injured? Could you tell that this was not a mild thing right away?
Yeah, I knew right away. Like, as soon as when he pushed me and it felt like somebody kicked me, and I kind of turned around, I was like, oh. And I started running. That's when I knew. It was like, oh. And it just kind of hit me because I remember guys telling me it felt like somebody – you know, kicked you when you tear your Achilles, because Brooks had told me and a couple other guys that have been through it. And when I started running again, I just hit the ground. I was just like, you know what? It's over.
Wow.
Let me say my prayer now. It is what it is. Let's go. But then that next morning when it set in, you know, that was a tough morning because obviously, you know, you had goals and stuff for the team this year and individual goals. And when it didn't happen and it sunk in, you know, it was almost to the point where I wanted to cry. But then, you know, I got myself together and was like, you know what? It's all good because you're going to come back stronger than ever. But how you handle it now and you being unselfish with the team need me. Let me just focus on the team and let me do that. And so when I got out of that space, now I just flip my mindset and just say, hey, it is what it is. Let's go. I just can't wait to get started on the road to victory.
I hope a lot of people listening who are dealing with adversity are listening to the way Brandon's doing it, because that's what he is. You're a leader. I'm really. Have you had the surgery yet? Will you have the surgery? What's the schedule on that, Brandon?
Monday I had a surgery, and then that's when the countdown start as far as, well, you know, when I can come back. But I know for me, I'm just trying to enjoy the rest of this week. I have my grandparents and my dad and everybody in town during the game. So my grandparents and ended up staying for the rest of the week. Just trying to enjoy being able to move around and stuff like that now. So I'm taking the kids to school and all that because it's my left leg, so I can still drive and do things. But once I get surgery Monday, I'm going to be out for probably 4 weeks, 4 to 6, in bed rest because you first get the surgery. They want it to heal, and so you can't do too much of moving. You got to have it elevated. So I got my spot already in the house. Me and the wife already done talk. And obviously, she gonna hold it down until I can get back. And you know, for me, I'm gonna enjoy getting some rest because obviously, like you said, man, I had a long, long time before I've been hurt, like 10 years now. And so I'm gonna enjoy some sleep. But when it's time to work, you know, I'm gonna get to work.
Absolutely, Brandon. About the game itself, is it a coincidence that when you were healthy in there, the line totally dominated San Francisco? And after you left, they struggled. It was not the same defense later in the game. Were they reacting to losing you, either on the field or emotionally? Why do you think it changed so radically right around the time you left the game?
Well, you know what? I think it might have been some of that because a lot of guys, was disappointed. I know when Fletch came up on me when I was on the ground, he was like, man, come on, get up, EG. Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying? And he already knew by the look of my face. It was just like, man, I wish I could, because I promise you I wouldn't be just sitting here. I would have been got up. But I know that it was a little bit of that. But I think that I really do just think that it was that part of it. I feel like when we go back out this week, they know what week it is, and them boys gonna go out there firing on all cylinders, and them boys gonna be back because like they already talked to a lot of the guys, and I'm like, man, it is what it is. Let's go, man. I'm gonna be watching. I'm gonna be critical, and let y'all boys know, you know what I'm saying, what we need to work. But you know, The goal is still the goal, and that's going out there and being dominant D-line and going out there setting the run down so that we can go out there and get sacks.
You know, it's amazing. It hurts even more because you can't play that game, right, Brandon? You love Dallas week, right? What does Dallas week normally mean to you, and how much of a sense of loss is it that you won't be able to play Monday night?
Well, you know, first off, we playing there. So, man, it's always fun, you know, playing there and getting a W. You know what I'm saying? So that was the mindset. Just like, man, when we go there, you know how everybody's on Dallas and everybody loves Dallas and it's America's team. And so I like to go out there and spoil, you know, what people think should be. And I think that we got that team to still go out there and do it. And I'm excited for what's to come. Can't wait to watch. And for me, yeah, man, I've been fortunate to be able to play Dallas. What over, I can't even count it. How many times, probably like 30, 40 times. And so I think that playing in Jerry's World and getting that W, it's so much fun. I wish I could be out there with the boys to go out there and help with that. But I'm going to help spiritually, and you know, even though I can't be there physically.
Now, I got my last thing. You kind of already just answered it, but I have to ask it. At your age at 33 with an Achilles tear, is retirement in your thoughts at all, or do you plan to totally rehab and come back and play again?
Well, you know what? I know that I got one more year on my deal, and I know that the best thing that happened to me during this time with the Achilles is that it won't go into the season next year. I should be able to, you know, do a little bit of mini camp towards the end because May is supposed to be the day. 8 months, that's what Brooks told me, 8 months, and 8 months from now, after I get surgery, it'll be in May, and I'll be able to do OTAs and stuff like that because I should be running around if everything goes well, and I should be able to have a training camp, and, you know, we can kind of go from there, but I don't want to go out like that. I want to at least try to play one more year, you know what I'm saying, God willing, if Howie, you know what I'm saying, if that's what he feels he want to do. You know, I'm thankful for that either way, but I know that I do want to play one more year, and then we see what happens based off how I'm doing with the injury and all that. But yes, I'm not going to, I don't want to end it like that. But you don't know what the future holds, and you, and however this injury goes, that's what, that's how I'm gonna go. But I know that I'm gonna give everything I got to be able to come back, because that's the goal for me.
Well, one last thing I just wanted to say to you, Brendan. Obviously, we love you, and we are sorry that you can't play the rest of the year. But we hope you can talk the rest of the year, because we would like to keep you as much as you can around your rehab schedule and your surgery. As much as you can, we'd love to keep bringing you on here on Wednesdays to talk Birds. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to always, you know, honor what we started, you know what I'm saying, try to finish what we can. I mean, what finish what I started. And for me, you know, I'm not trying to go high nowhere because I'm hurting all that. I'm going to stand tall through the wins and losses. Even though I'm not playing, I'm going to still, you know what I'm saying, protect us and go out there and be as positive as I can. And hopefully, you know, the guys hearing me, letting them know that I'm still here and I'm still watching and I'm still excited. Regardless, win, lose, or draw, I know how hard we work every day. And I hope that they continue to keep on pushing. Because at the end of the day, you know, all it is, all we're trying to do is get in the postseason so that we can go out there and then that's when it really starts too. But now we got to get there. And so how we handle all the adversity this year, hopefully it's not too much to where, you know, we can know that we're going to postseason, then we'll deal with that when it comes. But yeah, man, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be ready. And I'm going to be talking stuff to you.
Love it. Love it, Brendan. Good luck with the surgery and good luck with the rehab. And I know we'll talk real soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.